Hello, everyone. We are back with another episode of Let's Open a Bottle, brought to you by Brian's Spain Domain, where we tell you about Spain's wine revolution and all the changes that have occurred in this country in the wine industry over the last few decades, and what is popular today and what the future looks like. Today, we are going to focus on the region of Valencia, which is in the eastern part of Spain on the Mediterranean coast. Valencia is one of the most historic and popular regions in all of Spain. It has a history that goes back to the times of the Greek colonization of that region, approximately 2,500 years ago, and even earlier than that if we take into account the Iberians and the Celts. Its strategic location on the Mediterranean coast has made it a destination of great interest throughout the ages, and today tourism continues to act as the driving force behind its economy. But there are other contributors, winemaking being one of them. Winemaking is a tradition that is as old as the hills, as they say, but it has evolved and progressed and for the most part improved vastly, and that's good news for us. There are three major regions here, DO Utiel and Requena, DO Valencia, and DO Alicante. But before we get to them, let's learn a little bit about its past. Here's a historic overview. The Romans expanded viticulture and winemaking significantly after conquering the Iberian Peninsula. This was around 220 or 218 BC. Wine, as we know, was a staple of Roman life, and Valencia emerged as one of the key wine-producing areas. It wasn't the only one in Spain, but certainly one of the more important ones, and its proximity to the city of Rome would have made it even more interesting for consumers. Roman settlers improved winemaking techniques and established large vineyards. Valencia's wines were exported across the Roman Empire, gaining a reputation for their quality. One of the biggest centers of exportation was the city of Sagunto, just north of present-day Valencia. And then after the 8th century, when the Moors came in and took over the region, wine production naturally declined due to Islamic prohibitions on alcohol. However, grape cultivation was not entirely abandoned. Grapes were grown for eating, things like raisins, and for non-alcoholic purposes. Moorish agricultural innovations such as irrigation systems improved vineyard management and laid the foundation for the revival of winemaking after the Reconquista, or the reconquest of the area by the Christians. This occurred in 1238, more or less. That's when the city of Valencia was reconquered or taken by the Christians. And after that, winemaking began to flourish once more. This time, places like monasteries played a significant role in revitalizing viticulture, producing wine for religious ceremonies and local consumption. Valencian wines gained prominence in Spain and were traded throughout the Mediterranean. Now, during the late Renaissance and early modern period, Valencia became a hub for wine export, particularly to Northern Europe and the Americas. Strong sweet wines made from the Muscatel grape gained international acclaim. This was typical of much of Spain's success during this period. They were popular because people enjoyed strong sweet wines. And that was logical because for wine to be exported and sent to faraway lands, it made sense for it to be fortified. In other words, it had a higher alcohol content, and that would prevent it from going bad. Wine became a major economic force for the region, supported by the thriving port of Valencia, which also excelled for its silk industry. In the 19th century, the phylloxera's plague devastated the vineyards across Europe, including Valencia. Many native grapevines were destroyed and the vineyards were replanted with American rootstocks resistant to the pest. This is still done today. Despite the crisis, Valencia's winemakers adapted and began introducing new grape varieties, including some international ones. During the 20th century, a number of these regions became the DOs, or Denominación de Origen, in recognition of the heritage of their wine. However, during much of the 20th century, the wine regions in the Valencia area, or in the region of Valencia, focused on bulk wine production, which led to a reputation of quantity over quality. Basically, none of it was bottled. It was produced in mass quantities and often sent abroad almost anonymously and bottled in other countries, if that. In the 1980s and 90s, a shift toward quality winemaking occurred with investments in modern technology, vineyard management, and better winemaking practices. In the 21st century, as it stands today, Valencia has experienced a renaissance in winemaking with a renewed focus on quality and sustainability. Wine regions in Valencia have also embraced organic and biodynamic practices, which appeal to many modern consumers, especially the international consumer. Traditional winemaking techniques have also been preserved alongside with modern innovations, creating a unique blend of heritage and progress. The first region we are going to talk about is Utiel and Requena, or Utiel-Requena. Of these three wine regions, this one has probably come along the furthest in terms of recognition both in Spain and abroad. It gets its name from two inland towns, one called Utiel and the other called Requena, and their surrounding vineyards. This is one of Spain's oldest and most prestigious wine regions, even though it's not as well known as others like Rioja, for example. It is located in the interior of Valencia, not exactly along the coast. It is famous for its bold red wines, particularly those made with a native grape variety called Bobal, B-O-B-A-L. Just where this grape came from, no one seems to know for sure, but many feel that it is native to this land, in part because it is so well adapted to the soil and climate. The earth is clayey and the climate is more continental than Mediterranean, even though these towns are only about 70 kilometers from the coast. There is a big difference compared to the vineyards near the coast. The area's rich history and unique climate and focus on indigenous and international grape varieties have contributed to its reputation for high quality wines. Over the centuries, it has shared a similar history to its neighbors. Winemaking goes back a long way, but for much of the 20th century, it focused on bulk wine and its reputation suffered as a result. The thing is, its potential was greater, especially for its red wines, in part due to its altitude and climate, which favors better ripening. The Bobal-based reds are the hallmark. They have intense fruit flavors, herbal nuances, and a velvety texture. You can get them as a young wine, joven, but you also have crianzas, reservas, and grand reservas. You can also make some pretty decent rosé wines with the Bobal grape variety. They're vibrant wines, sort of fresh red fruit flavors, crisp acidity. And then also there are some pretty interesting sparkling wines under the designation Cava, C-A-V-A, which is actually more famous for being made in Catalonia. But remember, one thing that makes Cava interesting compared to other wine regions is that it is a wine making process that allows you to be a part of that DO. So you don't have to be from Catalonia to make cava, even though the vast majority does come from that region. You can actually make it in other parts of Spain. And Utiel-Requena is a very good example. So that pretty much sums it up. As I said, Bobal, keep an eye out for it. Once considered a workhorse grape, it has sort of been rediscovered in the last few years, and it is now celebrated for having the capability to make world-class wines. DO Utiel-Requena is a wine region deeply rooted in history, yet constantly evolving. Its focus on Bobal, alongside its commitment to quality and innovation, has earned it a place among Spain's most exciting wine appellations. Then you have DO Valencia. So we have the general region of Valencia, but DO Valencia is actually its own wine region. This is also an exciting region for wine enthusiasts, offering both traditional and modern versions of Spanish winemaking. A lot of sweet wine traditionally comes from here, from the Muscatel grape, but you can find many other kinds. DO Valencia has been one of Spain's most important wine regions, but not always for the best reasons. Known for its diverse wine styles, from refreshing whites to bold reds, and sort of these delicious sweet wines, DO Valencia represents a rich winemaking heritage with a modern focus on quality and innovation. Many of the vineyards are somewhat closer to the coast, and that Mediterranean Sea influences the climate. It benefits from hot, dry summers and mild winters. The vineyards that are a little bit further in will also enjoy a more continental climate with cooler nights and greater temperature variation. The soils can vary from sandy and clay-rich near the coast to limestone and rocky soils in the higher altitude inland areas. DO Valencia makes very nice white wines, often fresh and aromatic and crisp. They make some very good red wines, not so full-bodied as maybe the Bobals, more medium-bodied wines, fruity and refreshing rosés, and also you have the sweet wines made from the Muscatel variety. And you also have some sparkling wines. Valencia became a DO back in 1932. In recent decades, the region has focused on quality over quantity with renewed attention to native grape varieties and sustainable practices. Before that, it was bulk wine, and more bulk wine, sending it abroad, and not much attention was given to quality. In fact, the winery Vicente Gandia, which is probably the most important in the DO and one of the biggest in Spain, became the first to bottle wine in 1971. So before that, the wine wasn't even bottled. So that should give you an idea of how far along it has come since then. So this DO has a wide range of wines to offer, also a very good value for money for the most part, and they go well with those famous, that iconic Valencian dish, rice dish, paella. That's where they make the best in the country, and a good, every time I go there, I always order a Valencia wine to go with it. I like to respect the local traditions and the local products. And then finally, you have DO Alicante. This is another historic and diverse wine region located in the province of Alicante. That is the southernmost province of the region of Valencia. It is known for its iconic dessert wine called Fondillon, and also for some very good red wines made from the Monastrell grape. The DO boasts a winemaking tradition that spans thousands of years. Before we get to the modern stuff, let's focus a little bit, devote some time to the great Fondillon, which is a unique dessert wine made from the overripe Monastrell grapes. Fondillon was one of the most famous and prestigious wines in the world. It was more highly valued than many of the wines, the Sauternes, the Sherries, or the Port. It was said to have been a favorite of Louis XIV of France and even Elizabeth I of England. And it would have been on the menus of banquets in other royal households. It was mentioned in Alexander Dumas's The Count of Monte Cristo, as well as Shakespeare and Dostoevsky, where they called it Alicante, but it was Fondillon. The demise of Fondillon was a result of the destruction of the phylloxera's plague in the 19th century. It almost all but disappeared, but now some 10 wineries are helping to revive its popularity. How is it made? It's made from overripe Monastrell grapes that are dried naturally in the sun to concentrate the sugars. Unlike many dessert wines, Fondillon is not fortified. In other words, they don't add alcohol to it to raise the alcohol level. It just comes naturally between 16 and 18%. From there, the wine is then aged in a system of oxidation in oak barrels, the special oak barrels, resulting in complex flavors of dried fruit, nuts, spices, and leather. They traditionally use a system similar to the Spanish, the sherry system called Solera. To this day, they're considered some of the great wines in the world. But in addition to that, Alicante, Dio Alicante, makes excellent red wines, mainly from Monastrell, which is similar to the wine that you find in the neighboring region of Murcia. We talked about that in another podcast. And you also get some white wines and rosés and sparkling wines too. And the Fondillon, you can also find that too, but it's not as common. And it's a bit pricier than most, but that's because its production is so limited. You can find something for every moment, but I would especially, in addition to trying that Fondillon whenever you get a chance, focus more on its red wines. Alicante is a region that seamlessly blends tradition with innovation, from the rich heritage of Fondillon to its robust Monastrell wines. Alicante continues to captivate wine lovers with its distinctive flavors and cultural legacy. There are many wineries here, but perhaps Enrique Mendoza is the one with the greatest exposure. And anyway, that will be all. There was a lot to talk about today. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to send us comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. We do these podcasts for free, but certainly appreciate any support that you can give. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Cheers, or salud, as they say in Spain. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.